Did Matthew 23:23, let's see what that says. And then we'll go to Luke, I think it's 11 something. I forget where that went. Matthew 23:23, Jesus is talking, "Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and of cumin, and you have omitted the weightier matters of the law, which are judgment, mercy, and faith. Now these ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone." What was the other? Tithing. Is that what he said? Amen. I don't know how you mess that up. You know, and then Luke, what is that? Luke 11, 14 or 11. What is it? I can never, 14, Luke 14, 2 or something like that. What is it, 14:2? Okay, Luke 14:2. Okay, I was thinking that's what it was. Luke 14. Oh, 42. Luke 14:42. Okay, we're going to get it right in a minute. Okay, Luke 11:42. Again, Jesus is speaking. Luke says, "But woe unto you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and you pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the tithing undone." I mean, that's two times. I mean, let's look at it like this. Under the old covenant, when you got your sins supposedly forgiven by the blood of an animal, and then Jesus came and paid the price for you once and for all, if they required a tithe under the old law, what do you think Jesus wants under the new law? I think he wants it all. I think he wants you and your money and everything you have. I think he wants you to give it all. When I say all, I don't mean you give it all to the church. I'm talking about you sanctify it, you pray over it, you take at least 10% of everything you make and give it to your church, wherever you go to church or wherever you're being fed by the Word of God. You ought to give that, at least that, and then, I mean, who knows, others give after that. After that, after you give your tithe to wherever you go to church or wherever you're being fed, then you can go ahead and if you really want to be blessed, you can turn to Luke 6:38 and on, and let's see what Luke 6:38 says about these things. "Give, and it shall be given unto you." So what if you don't give? It ain't going to be given unto you. It's that simple. "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure withal, it shall be measured to you again." So now then, what if you don't give under the new covenant? You don't get nothing in return. But what if you do give your tithe and then you give beyond that? When you give to, well, say that there's some little poor guy that you need to give to help him out. You need to give to, I mean, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of places you can give money and your time and your services in the name of Jesus, right? And so if you give of yourself, and I'm going to tell you something, Jesus demands of every one of us every day, we give him our all 24/7. Amen. That's what he expects. Yep. Yes, sir. Huh? I mean.
Have you ever taught on the trespass offering?
The what?
Trespass offering.
I don't guess.
Okay. It's in 1 Samuel 6, chapter 6.
Where?
1 Samuel chapter 6.
1 Samuel chapter 6.
Yeah. Well, of course, now, I know, okay, there's a lot of teaching in the Old Covenant. I really don't want to go back there tonight, but there's a lot under the Old Covenant. I mean, this tithing's all over the Old Covenant, you know. I mean, it's just there. I mean, from day one, there's hundreds of verses and where they demand that we give at least 10%, and there's no question. No question to ask. I mean, it's over and over and over. But when it's like when we come to the New Covenant, people think because we're Christians, we don't have to tithe no more. I don't understand this. I don't understand how we cannot believe this. I mean, because Luke 14:42, I'm going to try my best to remember that. Luke 14:42 and Matthew 23:23. was it 1142? Okay, 1142. Okay, 11. I mean, I've looked it up many a time, you know. I mean, somewhere I get a mental block on Luke 11:42. I don't know why I do that, but Matthew 23:23, that's easy. First time I read it, I thought, man, that's a snap. Matthew 23:23, I ain't never forgot that. I can call that up any time I want to. Matthew 23:23, but Luke 11:42 says the same thing. Now, I went over one day, the Lord just inspired me to go over to a man's house one day, and he happened to belong to a church that I didn't realize what church he went to, but anyway, the Lord just put on my heart, go over and talk to him about tithing. I thought, okay, so I thought I'd just go visit him, you know. So I went over there, hadn't seen him in a long time. I walked up to his house, and I went in, I'm talking to him. He invites me in because he knows me for years. And him and his wife's in there and everything. And he owns his own business, you know. He's got several different machines and equipment and all kinds of stuff. And he's got 4, 5, 6 crews working for him, you know. And he's just really, you know, being blessed. And I got told him, I said, by the way, y'all still going to church? Oh, yeah, we go to church every Sunday. I said, great. I said, do y'all tithe? And she looked at me and said, Thurman, it's obviously you haven't read the New Testament. I'll never forget her words. Obvious, I haven't read the New Testament. I thought, well, I wonder how many times. I didn't say anything, but I said, okay. I said, why do you say that? She said, because tithing is not in the New Testament. I said, well, ma'am, Matthew 23:23 is in the New Testament. I could remember that one. And I told her, I said, you know, you ought to read that. No, she said, that our preacher in our church says we don't have to tithe. You know, we're not under the tithing. I said, ma'am, I don't know about your preacher, but I believe I'd go back and read Matthew 23:23 and see if I couldn't get a different interpretation from what he said. And no, she said, no. He said, we don't have to tithe. So I said, we're not going to tithe. Okay. So what happens to people that don't accept godly, wise advice? You get in trouble. I left. I thought, Lord, I did everything I knew to do. I told him what you laid on my heart. Within 3 months, his company went under. All of the business he had, people stopped calling. The contracts he had doing things, they all dried up and zero. And he had to sell everything and go back to work for somebody else. Isn't that amazing? Why do you think God sent me over there that day? Because he wasn't, that's right, to warn him, Kim. To warn him. He wasn't doing what God told him. And he did not accept godly advice from a man walking with God. So, people who despise advice will find themselves in trouble. Those who respect it will succeed. All he had to do is read the book and believe it. Yes, ma'am?
That day the Lord gave him a choice of choosing life or death.
That's right. God gives every one of us a choice, doesn't he, Lori, every day? And, I mean, when we see people that are, especially when we see people in the church that's not living according to the Word, we ought to go talk to them and sit down and say, you know, this is what I've learned. And, you know, and we need, God said this, so, you know, I need to see if I can get you to believe what He says. And if they do, hey, if they respect it, they're going to succeed. And they're going to be blessed. You know, can you imagine? What if that man had obeyed God? And his wife went and said, you know, I don't care what our preacher said. The Word says we need to start tithing. So we're going to start tithing to the church where they went. Even though the preacher said they didn't have to, and they started tithing. You know what could have happened by now? His tithe could have been the biggest gift in that church. You know, no telling. You know, how would you like to be able to give $5,000 a week tithe? You know. You can't even think that big yet, can you, Lisa? You know there's people that have that kind of money?
Yeah.
You know there's people that's serving God that are blessed like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. There is people that God has blessed, and I mean, it's amazing when God needs money in places, how He moves on the hearts of people. And I mean, I think about that story I told some of y'all Sunday. I think Sunday's when I told that about this preacher that went and he preached in a church and he only had one message to speak that month. Only one. And he said, Lord, I got to have a good offering. Because if I don't, this I got to have a month's equivalent salary in this one church on this one Sunday. Because it's the only speaking engagement I got. And so he went and he spoke. And when he got through the Tuckaba offering, and at that time, I'll just use a fictitious number. It was like $2,500 he got for that one Sunday. That was an equivalent to a whole month's salary for him. And he said, man, Lord, thank you for this. And he's looking at this beautiful check they give him for $2,500. And the Lord speaks to him and says, see that little missionary across over there? He needs that worse than you do. Sign it and give it to him. And he says, I rebuke you, devil. Now, see, why is it we have a problem believing, give, and it shall be given, huh? But he had a problem, too. And so the Lord says, called his name and said, this is not the devil, this is God. I'm telling you to give that check to that man. So he turned it over and signed it and took it over, rolled up his hand. He said, are you a missionary? He said, yes. He said, are you in a dire need for money? I mean, see, he ain't going to trust God. You know, that's like, that's you and me. Now, don't you laugh at him, because we'd do the same thing. You know that? That's us. He said, yes. So he said, okay. He said, I shook his hand and said, here, the Lord told me to give you this. And I just turned that check loose and put it in his hand. He said, I walked off and we went to dinner. And he said, when we went to dinner, I'll just say the check was $2,500. You know, I don't know what it was, but I'll just use that as an even number. I'll give a number. It was like $2,517.39. And it was down to the penny, but I'll just round it off to $2,500 for simplicity. But he says, we went to dinner, and the pastor and his wife won't take all of us and the deacons to dinner after I spoke that day. And so we did. So we go to dinner, and I get way up on the end of the table, across a table from a deacon. And my wife's down there with his wife and the pastor. And also, I don't know how I got up here, but he said, we're sitting here talking. He said, all of a sudden, this deacon asked me, says, how was the offering today? Did you get a good offering? He said, yeah, I got a nice one. He said, how much was it? Well, he said, I really didn't want to tell him, but I told him, okay, it was $2,517.39. He said, I want to see the check.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.